Hello and welcome to another edition of the Sport Intern Special presented by me, Ashish Sharma. This is a series of podcasts in which we speak to the movers and shakers within the Olympic movement. In this episode, we catch up with Leonce Eder. He is the new president of the International Sports University Federation, also known as FISU. Leonce had been the acting interim president, but at the recent General Assembly, he was unanimously voted in. I began our conversation by asking Leonce how he felt to be in the role in an official title.
Yeah, of course, after 3 years as interim acting president, I now feel really legitimated to be the president. And I believe it's a confirmation somehow of my work in the past 3 years. The probably most difficult period in the history of FISU in the past. And it's really a good feeling to lead a motivated EC team. You know, we have some new EC members, younger, more female candidates were elected. So, and supported by very dedicated staff. So I really look forward to the duties, tasks and challenges ahead.
It's very interesting as well, because of course you had your General Assembly, and I think that's the first time that actually delegates have been able to meet up, you know, face to face since COVID. I think it was since maybe, 2018, 2019, something like that. That must have been very important for you to be able to actually see the delegates and speak to them on a more personal basis.
Yeah, I think we could realize that already in Chengdu during the games, that all the people there, the delegates, the heads of delegations could meet in person. And, you know, we had 21 an online General Assembly. This was fine. But to meet each other, to talk to each other, to exchange the experiences, and especially in a year of elections, and we had elections right now, so you could see how important it was for the people to be on site and to do their lobbying, even in the last night and in the day, during the day when the first round was done. So people moved around and talked. And the atmosphere was actually very, very nice and really very friendly. And I must say, I was very satisfied that the people finally could meet. And, you know, we invite one delegate per country. We pay for one delegate. And this is a big help, of course, for some of the countries who have not enough resources to attend the General Assembly. And then some of them had two and three, but many of them had just one. And this, for them, it was really important to have an opportunity to meet the other colleagues, not only from their own continent. Sometimes they have the meeting, the continental meetings, but to meet from all the other four continents, five in total, was a big success, and the atmosphere was really nice.
You were sort of the only candidate, but what was really interesting was that actually all 115 federations voted unanimously for you. How much confidence do you take from that support to know that the ideas that you want to implement, that the path you want to put FISU on, is the one that everyone within the organization feels is the right one?
Well, I think, as I said also before, I believe that this was also a proof that my team, and my team, I mean the executive committee and also the secretary general CEO, who is a key figure in FISU, that our teamwork in the past was well appreciated. And I think the global strategy, we followed the topics of the global strategy in the past, and is also a basis for the next term to come, with the strong support from the National University Sports Federations, the Continentals, but also from the Secretary General, who will stay with us luckily almost 1.5 years, because he has really a strong role to play in the FISU, and he did already.
And let's have a look then a little bit about some of those policies and ideas that you have for your mandate. Can you give us a bit of a breakdown or explain to us some of the key areas that you want to establish and accomplish over the next 4 years?
Yes, in the global strategy, we highlighted the sustainability, the topics of sustainability, the protection of environment in the last 2-3 years, also with the conference, for instance, in Lake Placid, Safe Winter. This will remain a top priority for the next 4 years and even longer, I believe. But also the gender balance, we have to increase. We have got from the Gender Equality Committee some 17 recommendations, which we will be discussed in the next executive committee meeting, but also further. Gender balance also in different committees has to be increased. And then I would like to go closer to the inactive National University Sports Federations. You know, we have some 165 members, but many of them, for different reasons, are not very active. Some have lack of money, some are not well organized, some, you know, geographical structure is not so easy. So we try really to get closer to those who are not so active. And then, of course, I have to secure the hosts of the future events. In summer games, we are quite good, the championships as well. But still, for the winter games, we have to find some hosts. But I'm confident that for 27 and 29, we will find them. And last but not least, our successful program, Healthy Campus. There we will continue to work and to attract many more universities to join. Because with this program, we address ourselves directly to the students, to the mass, to the big mass of students, not the elite sport athletes, but to the students who live on campus. They need not only good health, they need also mental health, good nutrition, good environment, and all these things which are basically checked in the Healthy Campus program. And I believe this is a strong asset that we can have also in the next mandate.
It's interesting you mentioned there, of course, about helping those areas or those federations where perhaps due to a lack of funding, they don't have as much activity as you do in other senses. I wonder how much of an impact that has been from COVID, and how do you try and address that balance? I mean, is it a case of looking for funding to be able to then help those sort of areas where there is inactivity? Is that a bigger challenge?
Well, you know, we have this Step Up program. It's called Step Up program, where we invite athletes and coaches. I mean, two athletes or three athletes per country and one coach to the World University Games. But we have not unlimited resources. We get some money from the IOC. We have our own money. And if the organizing committees helps, then we can maybe increase that one. But on the other hand, I believe that the continental federations also have to play an important role. They know they are more closer to the National University Sports Federation in certain areas. Let's say, western part of Asia or a big part of Africa, and also in the Latin Americas, where Brazil is helping a lot. Brazil supports them a lot, but some other countries have to do the same. So the more shoulders carry this burden, the better for these NUSF who have not so much resources.
And a lot of what you're saying there in terms of your targets, such as the environment, sustainability, gender balance, is really hitting the IOC's Olympic 2020 plus 5 agenda. You have a very gender balanced executive board that's been, you know, sort of elected to work with you. How important is it for you to send the message from the top down about, you know, issues such as gender balance and sustainability?
I believe as an international university sports federation, where we have the students, the leaders of tomorrow behind us, and we are linked to so many universities, I believe that our voice is heard. And as a partner for IOC and working together with some 65 international sport federations, it's really important that this message goes out. And of course, We still have to do a lot of work. It is not everything as we are not yet there where we should be. But I think this message, especially of gender balance, should be encouraging the National University Sports Federations also to nominate a lot of qualified, both men and female, but more female candidates for our committees. And sustainability, we started already with many years ago when we changed our program, especially in winter sports. If an organizing committee or a country doesn't pass, have ski jumping hills, for instance, ski jumping venues, then they just don't. We just don't have this ski jumping and Nordic combined in the program. It doesn't make sense to construct any venues which will not be used afterward. And we started with that already quite a lot, some years ago, but we have to increase all these efforts in that direction.
Is it also about getting more people involved in terms of a gender balance, in terms of even of diversity? Do you find that is also an obstacle, or is it not so much having people from different backgrounds and gender balance people involved? It's more a case of how do you sort of allocate them into positions where they can influence and become role models as well for others coming up behind them?
Yeah. You know, after the elections now, so many people approach us already, I would like to be in that committee, I would like to be in this committee. It's a big family. On the other hand, we don't want to make a balloon of bureaucracy and standardized committees. You know, for instance, control committee nowadays with the IT service. We don't need 20 people to control the passports and the age limit and things like that, because this can be done electronically before. So on one hand, we would like to include more people, but we have also working groups and with the online meetings, and this is also part of the sustainable process. We have much more online meetings than we had before. And when I think on that, we should have been learned even before the pandemic that we should introduce online meetings. But like many companies and other federations, probably the only advantage of COVID was that we speeded up this process, and we have so many online meetings, less travel costs, less, and saving of time and energy. And I believe that we can attract a lot of people also being in working group, and maybe they meet then once every second year or even only once during the games. I don't know, but not having too many travels. This is important for us because we have also signed some documents with the United Nations and so we have to reduce our footprint, you know. That's yeah. Why we cannot just talk and doing nothing.
Yeah. Well, you also alluded earlier on about having your CEO and General Secretary, Erik Sætherlund, for at least another year, but he is going to be stepping down from his role, and he did announce that at the weekend. Tell us a little bit about how important he has been to FISU and his contribution.
Well, you know, Erik was and is really the face of FISU for almost 40 years. Executive committee members come and go. Presidents, too. It's like at the universities or everywhere. So he has been working with 10 executive committees, you know, and this means a lot. So he has really the knowledge of everything, and he is a generalist. I don't know if this word exists in English, but in German it exists. He started with all the fields of actions. He knows everything about finances, about sports, about education, media, contracts, etc. He knows everything, and he really strongly influenced the development of FISU in all areas. And that's why he is really a unique figure in our development. And of course, with the organization also in the past, we tried to give some of his responsibilities to delegate to other staff members. But still, he is really the shining star of FISU, I would say. As I said, presidents come and leave, but he is the one who everybody knows, and everybody is really grateful for what he has done in the past years. And having been in Lausanne for 12 years now, and his family back in Belgium, this also says a lot, you know. He dedicated his life really to FISU.
Well,
those there were the thoughts of Leon's Edda. Don't forget, you can stay in touch with all the latest that's happening in the world of the Olympic movement by subscribing to the Sport Into newsletter, which is produced every day, Monday to Friday. So, until the next time, stay safe.